It's the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Becky Holm, your insurance professional, focusing on Medicare, Marketplace, dental, and life.
Big event happening at Viva Health on Thursday, and Sarah Holbro in here to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having us.
So what's going on?
So we are hosting our annual Vets and Their Pets Veterans Day celebration this Thursday, November 6th, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on our campus at Aviva Health, 150 Northeast Kenneth Ford Drive in Roseburg, but most people know it as the blue building next to Costco.
Yeah, so this has been going on a few years. You've been doing this.
Yes, we are so honored to have this event. I think it's really important that we each do what we can to honor those that have served, especially in our own community. And at Aviva, we are honoring not only those who have served in our community at large here in Douglas County and the entire United States, but we have a lot of employees that have served. So we definitely want to honor and celebrate them. It's such a fun event. I think I speak for so many people on our staff that it's our staff favorite event. We will be cooking lunch. There will be an official program. And of course, we're celebrating all of the furry friends of the veterans that attend. So we'll have services by Saving Grace for vaccinations. We have haircuts available for vets. We have fun treats. We have pup cups.
So what is a pup cup?
A pup cup is that delicious little treat for your furry friend when you go through the coffee drive-thru. Ah. It's a little cup of whipped cream, and the pups go crazy for it. And I will say that's our most popular volunteer opportunity for staff to support the event. One of the things that we feel is so important is that our staff be involved in hosting this event. So over 100 of our Aviva staff will support the event from the setup to the teardown and everything in between. You aren't going to see any of the caterers in town, but you might see our CEO, Casey Bolton, grilling the hamburgers and hot dogs. So we're so happy to have everybody come and honor all of the veterans on Thursday.
All right. And you brought somebody with you. Why don't you introduce them?
I did. I would happy to introduce Dr. Gray Dawson. Dr. Dawson recently joined our staff at Aviva, and we are thrilled to have him, and he is also a veteran. So I will let him share more about himself and what brought him to Douglas County.
So Dr. Dawson, how long have you been at Aviva?
I've been at Aviva just a little over 4 months now.
And how long have you been a doctor?
I've been a doctor for 25 years.
Wow. So what led you coming to Roseburg?
Well, I was in the Navy for about 22 years, stationed all over the world in a lot of Navy and Marine Corps locations. And then we had initially started working in Yakima, Washington for a few years and had looked for a new place to call home, closer to family. And we're really excited to find a place where there were just very incredibly mission-driven and wanting to serve the community, as well as working in a family medicine residency teaching program where we have an opportunity to teach the next generation of physician leaders.
So do you have a particular specialty?
So yeah, I'm a family medicine doctor, and my wife and I both are family medicine docs here in the community and do clinic out in Glide and then teach in the residency here in Roseburg.
And when you were serving in the military, you mentioned getting to go a lot of places.
Yeah, I was, you know, stationed everywhere from England for a few years to Greece for a year to deployed to Afghanistan for just under a year with the Marine Corps.
Wow. So a lot of opportunity there. Not always like a vacation, though.
Not always a vacation. No, war is just definitely not a great time for anybody, but it was a great life opportunity and learn a lot of life lessons in that.
So had you been around Roseburg before?
Driving in and through, I'd been stationed in Bremerton, Washington before with the Navy, but had never really, I have family here in Oregon, but further north and further east, and kind of was very excited about the opportunity to move to this beautiful state. But when we first came here, we just fell in love with both the organization and the area. It's just such a beautiful place.
So what is it in particular you like about Aviva?
Again, I think that their sense of mission, so the mission of serving both the underserved throughout Douglas County, but also just really wanting to give back to the community. And I think this event really signifies that, of that opportunity to really connect with different members of the community, but also try to find ways to serve and honor those who've served before.
And are you going to be, what do they have you doing on Thursday?
So I'm going to be one of the keynote speakers to share a little bit about service and sacrifice and the things that we as service members have done to eke out, whether it was just a tour or whether it was an entire career as I did. It's really about what does that mean, and what does that mean about serving our community continually.
And I see that you stayed with the military haircut.
You know, the funny thing was I started that just before I joined the military, and it's just hard to go back.
So clearly you really like it here. What are some of the things you're looking forward to doing at Aviva?
So as faculty members in our family medicine residency program, really helping to kind of grow and mature and help it develop further. It's in its sixth year. And you know, it's gone through some growing pains throughout the years, but it's really, I think, at this prime place to really take off and grow. We're both very excited about bringing some of our individual skill sets of things that we bring, whether that's an approach to medicine called functional medicine. I do some inpatient work also at the hospital to support our residency program. And then as well as really just, again, help mature and develop what it means for Aviva Health to really grow that next generation of physician leaders.
Well, and also to start them off in a rural setting.
Correct. So our whole focus is about training rural family medicine physicians to serve rural communities, hopefully here in Douglas County, but throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest.
All right. And we'll be hearing from you, I'm sure, more on Thursday. So Sarah, remind people anything else they ought to know about the event.
The event takes place on Thursday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at our beautiful campus at Aviva, right there by Costco. And this really is a full circle moment for me, Kyle. My dad was a Navy physician stationed in Guam who ended up practicing here in rural Douglas County, Oregon. So it's so cool to be part of my family legacy and all of those who just are really committed to strengthening Douglas County in any way they can, whether it be through medicine or community building special events. So we're thrilled to see everybody on Thursday.
All right, Sarah Holborough and Dr. Gray Dawson. I got that right, didn't I?
Yes.
All right, from Aviva Health, thanks for coming in. 8:30, 9 in the morning report.